Ruby Fulton slowly stirred the small pot of oatmeal with one hand and pulled her threadbare shawl tighter around her shoulders with the other. She could hear the wind howling outside, and the heat from the cook stove brought little comfort to the drafty house. It would only get colder as winter approached. Ruby's shoulders slumped as she thought about everything that needed to be done. Cyrus hadn't gotten around to taking care of any of the winter chores before he'd left with the hunting group that never returned. Ruby shuddered thinking about it. The men had only been gone for a couple of days when the temperature suddenly plummeted. Thunder and lightning filled the skies, and seemingly out of nowhere, a blizzard began to rage. The snow and wind continued for 2 days straight, nearly dropping 4 feet of snow on the ground. Ruby managed to save her flock of chickens by bringing them into the house with her, something she'd never dared do if Cyrus had been home. Once the snow stopped, she frantically cleaned the mess they'd made in the small house. It wasn't until Sheriff Appleby stopped by the farm a couple of days later that she heard how many people perished in the blizzard. With no sign of Cyrus and eggs piling up, she finally decided to make a trip into town. Mr. Talley at the Mercantile regularly bought eggs from them, but Cyrus usually insisted on taking them to town by himself. He allowed her to go with him to church once a month, but said that any more than that wasn't necessary. Ruby suspected it had more to do with his proclivity to sleep in than anything. While in town, she heard talk about the missing hunting party, but Pastor Collins had convinced the town folk to wait a few more days for them to make their way home before sending out a search party. Heather Barnes, the butcher's wife, was handing out smoked meat, and Ruby gratefully took a sack. Cyrus hadn't done any hunting that fall, and their food store for winter was far less than they'd need. While she'd gotten resourceful at making what little food they had stretch, she was more concerned than ever about how they'd make it through another harsh Nebraska winter. When she returned home from town that day, she prayed fervently that Cyrus would not return from the hunting trip. Ruby had come to Last Chance 5 years earlier as a mail-order bride, much like many of the other women in town. She'd been abandoned as a young child, and only had vague recollections of someone that may or may not have been her mother. Somehow, she'd ended up in an orphanage in St. Louis, although she wasn't sure if that was where she was born. It was at the suggestion of one of the nuns there that she answered Cyrus's advertisement. Ruby had high hopes for improving her station in life, but quickly learned that life with Cyrus Fulton was no improvement. He was a lazy man, and after several years had passed and she produced no heir for him, he became violent. She'd become adept at hiding or explaining most of the bruises over the years, but the pity she saw reflected in the eyes of the women in town shamed her to her core. Not quite 2 weeks later, the second blizzard struck. This one came during the night. Ruby heard the wind pick up with the same eerie sound as it had when the first blizzard came. Again, she ran to the barn and brought her flock of chickens into the house. So many people lost livestock during the first storm. She knew she'd be able to sell her eggs and perhaps buy some dry goods with the money before Cyrus came back. She didn't know what he did with the egg money, but suspected it was spent at the saloon in town. Once that storm passed and she'd managed a second trip into town, she learned that not only had all of the men in the hunting party been killed, but the group of men that had gone to retrieve their bodies had likely died too. Mrs. Talley told her that Pastor Collins preached that God was angry and was punishing the town. Ruby was overcome with guilt. This was her fault. God was angry with her. She had prayed Cyrus wouldn't return, and as a result, none of the men would return.